Hello everyone, welcome to the session on Start with the Kotlin Flow. Thank you all for joining the session today. My name is Abhishek Srivastav and I have worked with companies like Samsung, Gaana and Dream 11. And I have been coding in Android since Ice Cream Sandwich onwards. You can also find me on Twitter with the handle Abhishek_Shri. So let's look at how we can perform long running tasks in Android. So there are various ways of doing it. Either we can do it using threads or Kotlin coroutines, or there are a lot of third party libraries out there which we can use. So let's look at how we can do long running operation using threads. So assume we have a function compute which does some long running task and does some heavy calculation, and after the computation finish it returns a result. So we can wrap this in a lambda and pass it to the thread object, and once the compute is finished then we can pass the result back to the callback so that the caller is notified. And if we have to do this using coroutines, we can either make the compute function suspending and call it from the coroutine scope, and also we can like wrap this in a function and then call that function from the coroutine scope. So on the left you can see how we do this with thread, and on the right you can see how we are doing this with Kotlin coroutine. Now let us assume like if we have to perform some another long running operation once the first operation finishes, then in the thread way we'll have to pass the lambda, and after the callback is finished we'll have to again invoke a new function call. And with the Kotlin coroutine we can sequentially write all the function, and we can get the result of the function, and then we can easily pass that result to the second function as well. Again, if we have to wrap it in again new callback, so this would lead to a callback hell. And also with the Kotlin coroutine version as well this would happen because of the compiler magic we are not able to see it, but how actually it happens. The function is passed with a continuation object, and once the function finishes then the continuation object is resumed, so which actually would result in a callback hell. Now let's consider a case where we have to perform regular updates. So assume we have a repository which is being backed by a database, and the repository is publishing frequent updates, and based on those updates UI has to update.